Over 80% of the world's most powerful magnets, critical for electric vehicles, are processed in one country. This week, we examine the new technologies designed to break that dependency, creating massive risks and opportunities for Western supply chains. From magnet-free motors to self-healing alloys and AI-powered labs that slash R&D time by 60%, the material science landscape is shifting. The question is, are you prepared for the fallout? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing on the technology that matters. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're tracking three major developments. First, the quiet revolution in thermal management, driven by advanced phase change materials that are finding their way into everything from buildings to EV batteries.
Second, we'll analyze the critical race to design electric vehicle motors without rare earth elements, a direct challenge to current supply chain vulnerabilities. We have competing approaches from India and a new U.S. Department of Energy initiative.
And finally, we'll look at the engine behind these breakthroughs, how AI-powered self-driving labs are fundamentally accelerating the pace of materials discovery, creating a new type of competitive advantage.
Troy, let's start with these phase change materials, or PCMs. We've seen a flurry of reports this month. Give us the executive summary. What are they?
Simply put, PCMs are substances that absorb and release large amounts of thermal energy at a constant temperature when they change state, for example, from solid to liquid. Think of them as thermal batteries. The latest research, highlighted in reviews from ResearchGate this July, focuses on microencapsulated bio-based PCMs that are more stable, eco-friendly, and efficient.
So instead of just blocking heat like traditional insulation, they actively manage it. Why is this a big deal globally right now?
Because energy efficiency is paramount. A July 14th paper from ACS Publications showed polyurethane foam integrated with PCM microcapsules for building insulation. This material has a heat storage capacity of 40 to 60 joules per square meter, reducing peak heat flux by up to 30% and cutting heating energy consumption in cold climates.
That sounds significant for European manufacturers, especially in construction and building materials. What's the opportunity?
Exactly. European manufacturers can develop next-generation insulation panels and building envelopes that offer both thermal and acoustic benefits. For U.S. manufacturers, the big play is in electric vehicles. An MDPI study from July 12th details using PCMs in a hybrid cooling system for EV batteries, which can extend cycle life by up to 25%. This means longer-lasting, safer batteries.
And for trading companies and distributors?
This is about sourcing new, high-value-add products. Western distributors should be identifying the producers of these PCM-integrated foams and hybrid battery cooling modules. The market for energy-efficient building retrofits and advanced EV components is growing rapidly.
So, what's the actionable insight for an executive listening today?
Task your product development teams to evaluate where intelligent thermal regulation could be a competitive advantage. Run pilot projects integrating PCM-enhanced components, whether it's in building materials, EV battery packs, or even functional apparel, as shown by Smartex Yarn. The technology is mature enough for application.
Let's pivot to a major geopolitical issue, rare earth magnets. We've tracked multiple stories this month about new magnet-free EV motors. Troy, what's the core technology here?
We're seeing two primary approaches. First, from Indian startup Vimac Labs, which just secured its fifth patent for a virtual magnet synchronous motor, or VMSM. As reported by Gulf News on July 16th, it uses copper coils, a steel core, and software-controlled electromagnets to generate magnetic fields on demand. It completely eliminates rare earth magnets like neodymium.
A software-defined motor. What's the second approach?
That comes from the U.S. The Department of Energy is backing Core Power Magnetics to develop a rare earth-free axial flux motor. Their design uses nanocrystalline soft magnets and a flux switching mechanism to achieve high torque and an efficiency over 95% without relying on Chinese-controlled supply chains.
This is a direct shot at supply chain dependency. How does this specifically affect U.S. and European auto manufacturers?
It's a strategic lifeline. It offers a path to de-risk their entire EV production line from geopolitical tensions and price volatility. Vimac Labs claims their technology could lead to a 20% cost reduction in motors. For a European OEM in Germany or a U.S. automaker in Michigan, this means more stable production costs and supply security.
So what should trading companies and distributors be focused on?
These aren't just motors. They're entirely new platforms. They require different power electronics and control software. Trading companies should be building relationships with these pioneers, VMAG Labs, Core Power Magnetics, to become the distributors and integrators for this next generation of powertrain components. Getting in early is key.
Actionable insight for our listeners?
If you're in the automotive sector, your R&D and strategic sourcing teams need to be actively evaluating these technologies now. Don't wait for them to be commercialized. Engage with these companies, understand their pilot results, and explore joint development agreements to secure access to this critical technology. This is about future-proofing your EV strategy.
Beyond motors, we're also seeing incredible innovation in structural materials. This month, we heard about self-healing alloys and even a super alloy. Troy, break this down for us.
Let's start with the July 15th announcement from South Euro State University. Researchers there have developed self-healing high-entropy alloys, or HEAs. They incorporate low melting point inclusions into a refractory matrix. When a microcrack forms and the material is heated, these inclusions melt, flow into the crack, and solidify, effectively healing the damage.
Healing metal? That sounds like science fiction. What are the performance claims?
They're reporting up to a 40% improvement in tensile strength and fatigue life after the self-healing process. This has massive implications for component longevity. Separately, a July 9th report in Science Alert unveiled a new refractory high-entropy alloy, or RHEA, composed of hafnium, niobium, tantalum, titanium, and zirconium. It's reportedly twice the strength of steel and three times that of aluminum.
How does this affect U.S. and European manufacturers in high-performance sectors?
For aerospace, defense, and energy manufacturers, this is a game changer. The self-healing alloy could dramatically extend the service life of critical components like aircraft engines or gas turbines, reducing maintenance costs and increasing uptime. The R-Head superalloy allows for lighter, stronger structural components that can operate at temperatures up to 1200 degrees Celsius.
What's the play for trading companies and distributors here?
These are highly specialized materials. The opportunity lies in becoming a qualified distributor for these advanced alloys. This requires deep technical expertise and certification, but it's a high-margin business. They need to be tracking the companies that will commercialize these university-led breakthroughs.
So, the actionable takeaway for an executive?
Task your material science division to conduct a feasibility study on incorporating these alloys into your most demanding, high-value products. The potential to offer a self-healing component, or one made from a material twice as strong as steel, is a powerful market differentiator. Initiate contact with the research institutions to explore licensing.
Troy, our final segment is about the engine driving all this innovation. We're seeing multiple reports of AI drastically speeding up materials discovery.
That's right. This isn't just about finding one new material. It's about changing the entire process of discovery. On July 16th, the Dutch Institute for Fundamental Energy Research, or DIFER, announced its self-driving labs. These labs use AI and automation to manage the entire R&D cycle, from generating new material compositions to testing them and having the AI plan the next experiment.
A fully autonomous lab? What kind of speed increase are they seeing?
DIFER aims to shorten the R&D cycle by up to 60%. We're seeing similar numbers from the U.S. A July 13th report highlighted Iowa State University's autonomous discovery engine, which is hunting for rare earth-free magnets. They also report a 40 to 60% reduction in experimental effort compared to traditional trial and error.
So for a U.S. or European manufacturer, what does this acceleration mean for their competitive position?
It means your competitors could develop a breakthrough material for their products in 1 year, while your traditional R&D process takes three. Companies that integrate AI-driven discovery can innovate faster, cheaper, and more effectively. This is particularly critical for semiconductors, batteries, and performance coatings, as noted by MIT Lincoln Lab's recruitment drive for its own AI discovery team.
And for trading companies?
This is about strategic foresight. Distributors who can identify which manufacturers are leveraging these accelerated R&D platforms will know who is going to have the most advanced products on the market in 18 to 24 months. It's a leading indicator of market leadership.
What's the immediate action item for an executive?
You need to benchmark your internal R&D process against this new reality. The era of manual, sequential experimentation is ending. Explore partnerships with institutions like DIFER or Iowa State.
Invest in a small internal team to build a digital twin of your materials lab and start applying Bayesian optimization and other AI techniques to your own discovery challenges.
All right, Troy, let's wrap it up. What are the three key strategic takeaways from this week's intelligence?
First, phase change materials are ready for prime time. The technology has matured for broad applications in buildings and EVs. Western manufacturers should actively run pilot programs to integrate PCMs for thermal management, as it offers a clear path to superior energy efficiency and product longevity.
Second, the race to decouple from rare earth magnets is accelerating. With patented, software-defined motors from India and DOE-backed projects in the U.S., viable alternatives are emerging. Automakers and industrial manufacturers must engage with these innovators now to de-risk their supply chains for the next decade.
And third, the process of innovation itself is being disrupted by AI. The 40 to 60% R&D acceleration offered by autonomous labs is a competitive threat you cannot ignore. Executives must investigate how to integrate AI-guided discovery into their own workflows or risk being out-innovated by faster-moving competitors.
The message is clear. The underlying materials of industry are changing, and the tools used to discover them are changing even faster. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining Troy Technical Intelligence.
Our mission is to provide you with the actionable intelligence you need to stay ahead.
Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and join us again next week for your strategic advantage.